The A's club five more home runs Tuesday night, knocking off the Brewers 7-5 in Las Vegas. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Four of the long balls came off a Brewers starter and loser Robert Gasser.
You know, it's like you have a barrel. Odds are Mike probably going to go out. So just trying to limit those, but, you know, ran to a couple of them. Just got to execute a couple off-speed pitches a little bit better. Thought the four-seam played pretty well. Sinker was good, just... all of it played really well. Just a couple that got away from me that ended up out of the park.
Jackson Churia went deep for the Brewers, who had their four-game win streak come to an end. The Brewers locked up another one of their top prospects, signing outfielder Luis Lara to a seven-year contract extension that could pay him as much as $79 million. Lara is the team's fifth-ranked prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. The Packers will be back in the practice field for day two of their mandatory minicamp. The Packers now have given extensions to wideouts Jaden Reed and Christian Watson. Both deals are team-friendly, loaded with incentives. Jaden Reed.
I'm not going to get into that too much, but we just team players, man. We want to do whatever the team need, and I don't think we're not greedy, man. We want to do whatever is best for the team. And we believe that we're going to get what we deserve out of any situation, you know. Whether we get it now or later or however it go, we believe in ourselves and we got confidence that, you know, we're going to get everything we deserve.
Wisconsin football team landing another commitment on Tuesday. Three-star safety James Robertson announced his pledge to the Badgers, picking Wisconsin over Mississippi State and TCU, among others. Middleton won the Division I boys WIAA state golf title yesterday. Winneconne needed a tiebreaker to get past Edgewood in Division II. Kohler captured the D3 title. WIAA girls state softball championships kick off with Division I quarterfinals in Madison today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.